FM Rewind. 88.1.
Welcome to Voice of Vets 88.1. The name of the show is Wellness Booth. I am Harvey T underscore Versa. You and I together all the way till 7 p.m. All thanks to Dr. David Nozell, who joined us earlier on to talk about autism. Now, we're going to talk about a rarely discussed condition. I'll hear from the doctor whether it's a medical condition or just a random condition that occurs. But with all due respect, we're going to talk about cryptic pregnancy. What about cryptic pregnancy? Well, in case you didn't know, in South Africa, there isn't a wealth of data when it comes to the prevalence of cryptic pregnancy. However, research suggests that approximately 1 in 475 women experience cryptic pregnancy worldwide. 1 in 475 women experience this kind of pregnancy that we're talking about. It is also known as a stealth pregnancy or denied pregnancy. It is a rare condition, but I'm not going to explain what exactly happens during this type of pregnancy because of we have an expert who will give us a detailed information of what exactly happens during cryptic pregnancy. On the line, we're joined by Dr. Rogers Mabatswa, who is a highly skilled gynecologist dedicating his services in providing compassionate and comprehensive care to women at every stage of life. Good evening, Doctor. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Voice of Vets 88.1.
Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners of Voice of Vets FM.
Cryptic pregnancy. What exactly is cryptic pregnancy? And please, pardon me if I happen to mispronounce this medical condition, because to be honest with you, it's my first time hearing about cryptic pregnancy.
Yeah, well, you are actually pronouncing it very well. And it's a very rare condition, and I'm sure even some doctors are not even aware of it, but they have seen it. It's just that because they haven't read much about it and they are not aware that it's actually a cryptic pregnancy. So when we talk about a cryptic pregnancy, it actually occurs when a pregnant person is not aware that they're actually pregnant until later term or when they are about to give birth. So this cryptic pregnancy can actually be divided into two. We have got the psychotic one, which are very much less common because they are actually associated with people with a psychiatric condition. And we also have the non-psychotic one, whereby those people, they do not have a psychiatric condition. So it's also divided into two. We have those affective one and the pervasive or persistent ones. So with affective one, these people, they're actually aware that they are pregnant, but they fail or they hide the pregnancy from their family or the public. And the pervasive or the persistent ones, these ones, they are actually not aware at all that they are pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Now, Doctor, during this cryptic pregnancy that we're talking about, are there no visible signs that are common to someone who's pregnant?
Well, to be honest, there are some reasons why people do have this kind of cryptic pregnancy. So there are many women in South Africa or even in the world that are actually experiencing irregular cycles, especially patients with polycystic ovarian syndrome. So people who experience irregular cycle, they skip a cycle in a month. Sometimes they take 3 months without seeing their period. And it is normal to them because they know that they have got that condition. So sometimes when they actually miss their period, you find that it doesn't even actually come to their mind that they actually could be pregnant. They are just thinking that, oh, it's that month, I'm missing it because I've got this problem, you know. And there are also other people who actually just ignore symptoms of pregnancy, and they actually attribute those symptoms to other conditions, that they've got nausea and vomiting, but they think that it's actually caused by something else, and the pregnancy doesn't click in their mind. And some is just more of a psychological factors, and they just deny that there are possibility that they could actually be pregnant.
Now, Doctor, let's talk about those who face challenges or symptoms, rather, such as vomiting, nausea. Do they still go through their periodic cycles amid the vomiting and the nausea instead of them getting tested and following why they have such symptoms and signs?
Yeah, some they have what we call as pseudo menstruation, where they actually see some bleeding, but those bleeding are not actually a menstruation. You find that they are just spotting, you know, and the way it appears, it will appear as if they are actually seeing their period, and they just go on and they think that no, man, it's not pregnancy. I'm seeing my period. That's why I'm not even thinking of pregnancy. So which actually gives the healthcare professional to actually say that all people or reproductive age women, when they come, they visit you and they have got signs and symptoms that actually are similar to pregnancy, we must always do pregnancy tests to make sure that they don't fall into this cryptic pregnancy.
Yo. Now, when it comes to women who, instead of discharging what they're used to discharging, let's say monthly, and having to deal with discharging spots that you've that you've mentioned, how long does it take for them to have, let's say, intensive signs and symptoms that will at least encourage them to go and get tested? Because I've also had that from women that I've interacted with, that, well, even when they discharge, you know, spots of blood, not exactly the blood that is discharged during periodic cycle, some just ignore and go on with life. But how long does it take for them to have intensive pregnancy signs and symptoms?
So normally, under normal circumstances, most of the intensive pregnancy signs and symptoms, they actually occur in the first trimester, whereby women present, or they have what you call morning sickness. They experience some nausea and vomiting. They are always fatigued, you know. Some, they have got some bloating. So, I mean, it's because of the level of what we call a beta HCG, which goes up and actually produces all those symptoms. But normally, after the first trimester, the symptoms, they actually subside, even though there are some few instances where they actually continue, because the beta HCG is now going to be stabilizing. And so in that case, the people will actually I got disturbed by a call. So what I'm basically saying is that the symptoms, they are more in first trimester, but in second trimester they actually subside.
Now, are there ways to avoid cryptic pregnancy, doctors? Certain lifestyles, perhaps food choices and medications that people can take to avoid cryptic pregnancy?
No, basically, because it's more of a awareness or psychological thing. Because every reproductive woman, when they see that they have got symptoms and signs that are suggestive of pregnancy, they should actually go and test and find a pregnancy test and check if they are pregnant or not. Because if you do that and you attribute it to other conditions, you might miss that you are pregnant. Even if you are seeing your period, you must still do a pregnancy test because you can easily miss it. So there is no food or a medication that can actually help to prevent that. It's more of a person being responsible, taking good health of themselves, realizing that anything that happens to me, there is a possibility that I might find myself being pregnant. So they should go all out to rule out pregnancy before they can look out on other conditions.
Are there possibilities of a child getting hurt in the process, especially if it happens that a woman or a mother who's pregnant, or let me just say a woman who is pregnant, especially facing a cryptic pregnancy, continue to live a certain lifestyle that does not reflect positive attributes and positive results to one's health?
Yes, there might be some insults to the baby, because some women who are not aware that they are pregnant, they might continue with this unwanted behavior, which is not good in pregnancy. Some they might continue drinking alcohol, smoking, or even drug abuse, which could affect the baby. The baby might come back with a fetal alcohol syndrome. There might be an intrauterine growth restriction to the baby. You know, the baby might also come back with some drug problem, some withdrawal symptoms of a certain drug, because the mom was not aware that she's pregnant, and now she has been taking all those things. So, and even after birth, there might be some impaired relationship or interaction between the parent and the child, because some of these women, they actually after giving birth, they might have some dissociative behavior whereby they also deny the baby and say that I do not want this baby, I do not recognize this baby, this baby is not mine, you know. So those things can affect the relationship between the mother and the child. So there are some insults that can happen in cryptic pregnancy. And even the mother can also be affected, because if the mother doesn't attend antenatal care or pregnancy clinic, they might have some unnoticed preeclampsia, whereby they actually have got unnoticed high blood. And high blood is one of the second, if not third, killer of women of pregnant women in South Africa. And if they don't attend the ANC, there are also other medical condition or the pregnancy problem that could have been detected earlier and also intervened earlier. But if you are having a cryptic pregnancy, all those is missed, and it can become a very dangerous situation to the mother and the unborn baby.
Doctor, thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. What an informative conversation. But just before we wrap up this interview, where can people get hold of you for those who'd like to interact with you and seek knowledge regarding what we were talking about?
Yeah, actually, I'm situated in suite number 7, Louis Pasteur Private Hospital, that is in Pretoria Central. And they can also find me on Instagram as Dr. Mabatswa, OBGYN. And on Facebook, I'm also there. TikTok, I'm there. And my numbers, I've got a landline, which is 012-883-2184. And I also have a cell number that they can access me 24 hours, which is 067-856-7058.
All right. Once again, Dr. Rogers Mabatswa, have a splendid evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. That was Dr. Rogers Mabatswa, who is a gynecologist, joining us to talk to us about your cryptic pregnancy. The first time in my life hearing about cryptic pregnancy, to be honest with you. But oh my goodness, I mean, to find out that people can still, I mean, women can still go through their periods even when they are pregnant. You know, and you know, there are so many complications leading to cryptic pregnancy. So please make sure that you go out there and do your own research regarding cryptic pregnancy. Now you know why. It's very important for you to inform yourself and educate yourself about this, so that when such happens, you know how to deal with, and you know how to support your loved one when they go through what you call cryptic pregnancy.
Wellness Booth, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. on VAW FM. FM Rewind, VAW 88.1.